This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, according to authorities. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesman in a statement Wednesday did claim responsibility for that attack. Gunfire outside the Pentagon this Tuesday led to multiple injuries in the massive military headquarters in the United States going into lockdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I'm sending an offer of help. The Pentagon remains in lockdown.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. That incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal, and its commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crossfire across shares over it. Most recently, the U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off Oman that killed 2 people. This is VOA News.